This week's fashion tip from our fashionista Andy Page seems to be a very comfortable one. Good morning, Andy Page.
Good morning. You know, I love it when trends reflect things that are already probably hanging in our wardrobe or that are super easy on us. I'm all about, you know, economical and ease and comfort. And this trend is really about shirt dressing and shirt dresses. Because what has happened is, you know, we can't get away from leggings. I've spoken out about leggings as much as I'm going to. I'm not going to make this an issue. But with the return of leggings, we have also seen the reprise of the oversized shirt, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
the shirt that's kind of worn as a dress over leggings. And what designers have done for 2017 is they have figured out how to rework the shirt dress so that you can wear it with leggings, or you can wear it with over-the-knee boots, or you can, you know, just wear it as a dress. And you are going to see this everywhere this year. Now, for many of us, it means that, great, it's something that we already have or that we're using. For some of us, perhaps we need to offer a little more shape by adding a belt, and maybe we can find things in our husband's or our boyfriend's closets that might work. But I want you to be on the lookout for some of this amazing, incredible reworking of the shirt dress that designers are doing. I have pinned a lot of this on my Pinterest page, and some of these shirt dresses are just genius, and they're so beautiful. So what I really want to talk about is shirts and how shirts are back, thanks to the legging trend, and you can hop on board and be sure to look for some of the great trends in your stores as well.
Do you think this came from her wearing his shirt?
I do.
Me too.
I do. I think it's sexy. I think it is, you know, lingerie a little bit. I think it's feminine and masculine. It's casual and elegant. I think it's a little bit of everything, and it's just really comfortable. You can, you know, let it all hang out, if you know what I'm saying, or you can belt it. I think that it's just such a versatile item that more and more designers are recognizing that that's what we're looking for, and so they've picked up on our trend because we've really set this trend.
And then my question, Andy, is, do you think this is a throwback to the 90s where this, the whole plaid flannel and kind of the untucked look really started to creep in?
You know, I do. I also think that, you know, in the late 80s and the 90s is when we were all, you know, legging crazy as well then, you know, as well. So I think that this is a repurpose. It's a redo. But again, if you look at my Pinterest page and you start to look at some of the things hitting stores for spring, you'll see that the shirt dress, it's much more crisp than it was in the 90s. It has both masculine and feminine tones to it. So I think that it's all true. It is a redo, but yet it's still fresh, and designers continue to pick up on the influences of what we want. And this is a perfect example of that.
I love it. I have one. I got it last year, and it's one of the most comfortable things I own.
Yeah, a shirt dress is so simple. It's a dress. It's a little bit of everything. And, you know, you can always wear it unopened as a long duster as well. So I really like that, too.
For more fashion tips, you can touch base with our fashionista where, Andy?
You know, you can find me at senseofstyle.com. You can also pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring. And as I mentioned, be sure to follow me on Pinterest so you can see exactly what I'm talking about on the radio.
All right. It's our fashionista, Andy Page. Thanks so much for joining us again this
week. Guys. I hope you have a fantastic week. I'll talk to you soon. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.